Wow. This time around, you've given us a really interesting set of information to dive into. It's like a big puzzle all about how artificial intelligence is really changing things in modern military technology.
Yeah, definitely.
We're talking about like coordinated drone attacks controlled by AI systems that can basically be AI co-pilots and even tools that are being developed to try and predict battlefield injuries and, fight off cyber attacks.
Yeah, it's a huge field.
It's a lot to unpack, and I think our mission today is to really pinpoint the key takeaways, the big aha moments that help us grasp what's happening, why it's so important, and where all this might be headed.
Absolutely.
We'll be your guides through this complex landscape.
The variety of sources you've sent over this time is amazing. It gives us a really comprehensive view of what's going on. We've got stuff on AI-powered defense systems designed to intercept threats before they even happen, advancements in drone tech, all driven by AI cutting-edge cybersecurity programs that are using machine learning, and some really incredible developments in AI for battlefield medicine.
Yeah, absolutely. So for this deep dive, our goal is to really understand the big shifts that are happening right now, the new capabilities that are being developed, and the potential impact of all of this AI integration. And we're going to do it in a way that's clear and engaging. We're not going to get lost in the technical weeds. Think of this as your express lane to understanding this crucial and rapidly evolving world.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's jump right in. One of the things that really caught my eye was something called Ike. It's a system developed by BAE Systems.
Ah, yes, Ike. That's a really interesting one. It's a prime example of how AI is changing the game in intelligence analysis. It stands for Intelligence Knowledge Environment.
Intelligence knowledge environment.
And it's basically an AI-based framework that acts like an incredibly efficient assistant for military intelligence.
So it takes all of that raw, sometimes messy data that comes in and makes out of it, makes it actually useful.
Exactly. It filters the signal from the noise. The core idea is that Ike can automatically process all kinds of data, sensor readings, written reports, and turn it into usable intelligence. It's designed to be user-friendly. It can scale up to handle huge amounts of data. And importantly, it can operate both with input from human analysts and on its own.
So how does it actually do this? This kind of digital magic. How does it spot those hidden patterns and potential threats?
So Ike uses these things called machine learning algorithms. They sift through the incoming data streams from all sorts of sources: signals, intelligence, video, feeds, text documents, you name it. And through machine learning, I can actually learn from patterns in the data, much like how we humans learn to recognize faces after seeing many examples. So by applying these algorithms, it can spot connections, anomalies, things that human analysts might miss, leading to much faster identification of potential threats.
So you're talking about things like analyzing huge amounts of video signals and text.
Exactly. To uncover those subtle relationships that could point to an impending issue.
That's incredible. And what really fascinates me is the idea that it can bring all these different types of data together and analyze them in real time. That seems like a major breakthrough for understanding these really complex situations.
It definitely is. It gives you that much needed complete picture of what's happening on the ground. It can essentially piece together the puzzle, automatically prioritize the most crucial information for the analyst to focus on.
Yeah, that makes sense. And this isn't just some concept that's being kicked around, right? There's a real-world application of Ike with the U.S. Army.
Absolutely. BAE Systems secured a contract with the U.S. Army, which could be worth up to $800 million,
$800 million.
to modernize their intelligence analysis systems using Ike. And from what we gather, U.S. Army analysts are already deploying it in the field to identify and respond to enemy movements much earlier than they could before.
That's a game changer for sure. And it looks like the development of Ike is still ongoing, right? The Air Force Research Laboratory is involved too.
That's right. They're collaborating with the AFRL to push Ike's capabilities even further, enhancing its automated analysis and prediction, drawing on data from a wider array of sensors like satellites, drones, and information collected by personnel on the ground.
It seems like they're leaving no stone unturned when it comes to data sources.
Yeah, it's about getting as complete a picture as possible.
And one thing that really stood out to me was the emphasis on explainable AI or XAI. That seems absolutely vital when we're talking about military applications. You need to understand why an AI is making a certain assessment, especially in high-stakes situations.
Absolutely. Explainable AI is all about transparency and trust. It's about making sure those analysts understand the AI's reasoning. This builds confidence in the system and allows for better human oversight and the ability to step in if necessary.
So it's not just about the AI making decisions, but about humans understanding those decisions.
Right, it's a partnership.
Okay, let's shift gears a little, but stay in the realm of AI and defense. I'd like to talk about Northrop Grumman's Advanced Battle Manager, or ABM. This system seems like it's operating right on the front lines of potential conflict.
Yeah, ABM is really at the cutting edge. It's designed to enable rapid response in those really complex combat scenarios, especially something like a drone swarm attack, which can overwhelm traditional defenses.
Drone swarms, that sounds like a nightmare scenario to defend against.
It can be, and that's exactly where ABM comes in.
So how does it help in a situation like that?
It works by analyzing the data from various sensors in real time.
Okay.
And what's incredible is that it can provide recommendations for defensive actions, like which weapon to use against which drone, in as little as a quarter of a second.
A quarter of a second?
Yeah.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So basically, the AI is making tactical suggestions in the heat of battle.
Pretty much. The AI determines the most effective way to engage each threat. But critically, a human operator still makes the final call based on the AI's recommendations.
Right. So the AI is like a super fast advisor.
It is. It's augmenting human decision-making with its speed and ability to process massive amounts of data in an instant.
And ABM is built to be adaptable for future upgrades too, right? It has something called an open architecture.
Exactly. And that open architecture is key because it allows for seamless integration of new sensors and weapon systems as they come online.
Makes sense. So it doesn't become obsolete quickly.
Exactly.
Mm.
It also has real-time replanning capabilities, so it can adjust strategies on the fly as the situation on the battlefield changes.
So it's constantly learning and adapting to the situation.
That's right.
The material you sent mentions successful tests against drone attacks and its planned deployment with the U.S. Army. This sounds like a real game changer.
It is. Those successful tests are a big validation of the technology, and the deployment with the U.S. Army points to a significant boost in defense capabilities for the U.S. and its allies.
Okay, so we've looked at Ike, we've looked at ABM. Now let's move away from purely defensive systems and talk about Airbus Defense and Space and their AI-based drone swarm technology.
It sounds good.
This sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
It does, doesn't it? What's remarkable here is the level of autonomy that's been achieved. Airbus, working with the German military, has successfully tested drone swarms that are controlled entirely by artificial intelligence.
Entirely? That's incredible.
These aren't just individual drones flying in formation.
Yeah.
They're cooperating and making decisions autonomously without constant input from a human operator.
So what happens if some of the drones in the swarm get taken out or lose communication? Does the whole mission fall apart?
No, that's the beauty of it. The swarm is designed with resilience in mind. Even if some drones lose connection or malfunction, the rest can keep going and execute the mission.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So how does the AI learn to manage all these drones? It seems incredibly complex.
The AI went through countless simulations and through a process called deep reinforcement learning. It essentially taught itself how to fly in formation, avoid obstacles, and complete mission objectives.
So trial and error in a virtual world until it got it right.
That's a good way to put it. And through those simulations, it was able to develop incredibly sophisticated behaviors.
What kind of tasks are these AI-powered swarms capable of performing?
In the tests they conducted, they demonstrated reconnaissance capabilities and target identification.
Okay.
The AI was able to take data from the sensors on all the drones and create a complete picture of the situation. And get this, they even showed that they could adjust their flight paths and finish their missions in environments where GPS was jammed or unavailable.
Wow, that's a huge advantage in a contested environment.
It really is. It means they can operate even when the enemy is trying to disrupt them.
And it sounds like Airbus has big plans for the future of this technology.
Oh, absolutely. They intend to continue developing it and apply it to a wide range of future unmanned aerial vehicle operations. They're also putting a lot of emphasis on making sure that the AI's decision-making is understandable and predictable for the human operators.
That's that explainable AI concept again, right?
Exactly. Trust and transparency are crucial.
And it's not just military applications. They're looking at civilian uses as well.
Right. They're exploring how it could be used in disaster relief efforts and setting up emergency communication networks.
Okay, let's switch gears once more. This time, let's look at the cyber domain.
Okay.
DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, is doing some really fascinating work with AI and cybersecurity, specifically programs like INGOTES and the AI Cyber Challenge.
DARPA is always on the cutting edge, and these programs were all about being proactive in addressing the increasingly sophisticated nature of cyber threats. The INGOTES program, which stands for Intelligent Generation of Tools for Security, is focused on using AI to automatically find and fix those really complex software vulnerabilities, especially those tricky chain vulnerabilities that traditional security methods often miss.
Chain vulnerabilities? That sounds ominous.
It is. It's like finding a secret tunnel that connects several weaknesses in a system, creating a much bigger security risk. INGOTES aims to find those hidden tunnels.
So how does INGOTES go about tackling this kind of threat?
It uses AI to analyze the interconnected structure of vulnerabilities within a piece of software.
Okay.
It doesn't just look at each weakness individually, but looks at how they could potentially be linked together and exploited to create bigger problems. The AI then suggests quick responses to mitigate those threats.
So it's like a detective looking for clues and connections.
In a way, yeah. And importantly, INGOTES emphasizes collaboration between AI and human experts. The AI identifies the vulnerabilities, and then the security experts verify and refine the proposed solutions.
It's that human AI partnership again, right?
Exactly. You need both for the best results.
Now, there's also the AI Cyber Challenge, or AIECC. This sounds like a competition designed to push the boundaries of AI and cybersecurity.
It is. It's a challenge focused on accelerating the development of AI tools that can automatically find and patch security flaws in software. And some major players in the AI industry, like OpenAI, Google, and Microsoft, are participating.
So the real goal here isn't just about winning. It's about creating practical solutions for real-world cybersecurity problems.
Absolutely. The aim is to develop AI tools that can tackle actual vulnerabilities in crucial infrastructure software, helping to protect our critical infrastructure from those cyber attacks.
That's really important work, especially these days with everything being connected.
It's more important than ever.
It's amazing to see AI being used in such a critical area for national security. Now, I'd like to talk about an area where AI can have a really direct impact on saving lives, the U.S. Army's AI-based medical support system for use on the battlefield.
Yeah, this is an area with huge potential. The U.S. Army is using AI to try to improve survival rates for soldiers injured in combat and to assist those medical personnel working in such difficult and high-pressure environments.
So what are some of the AI-powered tools they're using or developing?
A great example is an app called Appraise HII. This app uses data from a soldier's smartphone, like their heart rate and blood pressure, to assess their risk of severe bleeding in real time.
Oh, wow. In real time. That's incredible.
Early detection is critical in those situations. It can significantly improve their chances of survival.
Absolutely. Every second counts.
Exactly. There's also another system called SEPTI Burn Alert, which is focused on burn victims. This one uses AI to spot the early signs of sepsis, a life-threatening complication allowing for early intervention.
So in these critical situations, AI is acting like a high-tech early warning system.
It is. And it goes beyond just diagnosis. AI is also being used to analyze a casualty's condition on the battlefield and suggest the most appropriate first aid steps.
Okay.
It can even help prioritize patients for evacuation based on the severity of their injuries.
So it's helping to make sure that the most critical cases get treated first.
Exactly. They've even been experimenting with AI that can analyze a casualty situation and automatically request a helicopter or pre-notify the hospital.
Wow, that's amazing. It's streamlining the entire process.
The goal is to get the right care to the right person as quickly as possible.
We've talked a bit about drones, but I want to go a little deeper into how AI is being used in those modern military drones.
Sure. Modern military drones are relying more and more on AI for a lot of functions. This includes things like autonomous flight, where AI algorithms look at the environment and figure out the best and safest routes without needing constant human control.
Right, so the drone can basically think for itself when it comes to flying.
To a certain extent, yes. AI is also really important for target detection and recognition, where algorithms analyze the huge amounts of data from the drone's sensors to pick out potential threats or objects of interest.
It's like giving the drone a brain that can interpret what it sees.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And of course, this allows for the real-time detection of dangerous situations and really fast response times.
And we talked about the Airbus drone swarms earlier,
yeah.
But there's also a lot of research going on in that area, as well as in man-unmanned teaming, or MUMT, where AI-powered drones work together with aircraft piloted by humans.
Right. MUMT is a particularly interesting area. It's all about maximizing the strengths of both humans and AI.
So how does AI help in that kind of cooperative situation?
Well, AI acts as the bridge that makes those complex cooperative actions possible. For instance, an AI-equipped drone could provide real-time reconnaissance and targeting data directly to the pilots in a manned aircraft.
Right, so they have a much clearer picture of what's happening.
Exactly. And they can also act as escorts for those manned aircraft, or even take on dangerous missions that would be too risky for a human pilot.
Wow, it's really changing the dynamics of air combat.
It is. It's increasing both effectiveness and survivability.
Okay, we've talked about AI in the air and on land. What about underwater? What are some of the trends in AI-based unmanned underwater vehicle or UUV technology?
Underwater is a whole other challenging environment, and AI is being integrated into UUVs to enable them to navigate themselves and carry out complex missions in those environments where GPS doesn't work.
Yeah, that lack of GPS underwater is a huge obstacle.
It is. And that's why autonomous navigation is so important.
Absolutely.
And a prime example of this is DARPA's Manta Ray program. They're aiming to create AI-powered submarines that can go on missions for months at a time, completely autonomously.
Months? That's incredible. What kinds of missions are we talking about here?
Well, they could be used to deploy and neutralize underwater mines, detect enemy submarines, conduct surveillance, and a whole host of other maritime operations.
So it's taking those dangerous and tedious tasks out of human hands.
And it's also opening up new possibilities that we couldn't even imagine before.
The U.S. Navy and a lot of defense contractors are investing heavily in this tech, right?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's seen as a key area for future naval capabilities.
You know, it really feels like AI is becoming a part of almost every aspect of modern military technology.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
From analyzing intelligence data to controlling drone swarms, defending against cyber attacks, helping with battlefield medicine, and even operating those underwater vehicles, it's a really profound and rapid transformation.
It is. And if you take all the information you've given me and put it together, the big picture is that AI is fundamentally changing military capabilities across the board. From how intelligence is gathered, to how combat is managed, how autonomous vehicles operate in every domain, the way we protect ourselves in cyberspace, and even how we provide medical care in the field.
And the big takeaways, the things that really jump out, are the incredible speed and scale of data processing that AI makes possible, the growing autonomy of these systems, and the potential for big improvements in efficiency and effectiveness across a wide range of military operations.
Exactly. Those are the key points to remember.
So as AI gets more and more integrated into military technology, what does it all mean? What are the wider implications for things like defense strategies, international relations, and even the very nature of war itself?
Those are some really big questions.
It feels like these technologies are just the beginning of a major shift.
I think you're right. We're still in the early stages of this transformation.
And having a good understanding of these core concepts is going to be more and more important as we move forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's essential for anyone who wants to grasp what's coming next.
This has been a really fascinating and insightful conversation.
Yeah, it has.
And to our listener, I hope this deep dive has given you a clearer understanding of this really complex and important topic.
I hope so, too.
We encourage you to keep exploring these developments, and please feel free to reach out with any follow-up questions or anything you'd like us to cover in future deep dives.
We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks so much for joining me today.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.
See you next time.
Bye.